Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkin, balik K-drama chismisan ulit tayo this Tuesday. I am back for another K-drama review of a series that some of you have suggested for me to watch. Now actually, even before some of you messaged me to watch this K-drama, eh nasa radar ko na po siya because the premise of it is very interesting, and also because my Wookie, my Ji Chang-wook, is back in another action K-drama, which for me is where he really shines. Like, don't get me wrong, he had cute rom-coms and really good dramas, but let's admit it, mga pamangkin, his most memorable series or K-dramas are action-related series like K2 or Yung Healer, diba? So when it was officially announced that he is back in an action-filled K-drama, I just go, super excited po ang inyong tita. I was beyond excited. But with the curse of 2023 K-dramas, where even the biggest K-drama stars can't save a K-drama from being a flop, is this latest K-drama of Ji Chang-wook affected by the curse? Or sa wakas, may maisasama na ulit si tita nyo sa kanyang 2023 top 10 K-dramas? Mabubuo ko na ba talaga siya? Well, stick around to find out, because it's time, mga pamangkin, to talk about Disney Plus' latest K-drama, which is The Worst of Evil. Now, if Ji Chang-wook back in action K-drama is not enough to excite you to watch this K-drama, how about the fact that this is also top billed by another amazing actor, another hot oppa? I'm talking about the amazing Wee Ha-jun. Together, these two hot oppas and amazing actors, okay, starred in this K-drama by Disney Plus. Now, as per Wikipedia, this K-drama is set in the 1990s, and The Worst of Evil follows undercover police investigators who infiltrate a massive criminal organization responsible for the illegal drug trade between Korea, China, and Japan. So, mga fellow titos and titas ko dyan, not only is this parang flashback sa 90s, yung fashion, yung trend natin doon, medyo nakakitaan ko na may similarities yung Pilipinas pagdating sa mga jeans at yung mga hair nung panahon, yung mga frosted tips ng mga kalalakihan. Ay nako. So, aside from that, this is also something you may actually think of, the classic Hollywood movie. I don't know if you've watched it, but it's a classic Hollywood movie, na Donnie Brasco. But just think of this with additional romance. Now, the K-drama also stars Im Se-mi and BB, the Korean idol BB. And the K-drama is a total of 12 episodes. And I think yun na talaga yung trend ngayon. I don't know. Maybe nagkakataon lang na yung mga nagugustuhan ko 12 episodes. Pero I think that's really the trend. From 20, naging 16, ngayon 12 na lang. Ano to? Paikli ng paikli yung mga K-dramas. I'm not complaining. I know there are some K-dramas out there that really deserves to be just like 12 or even less. But there are those, syempre, na gusto mong humaba pa. And sanay ka naman. Ako naman, sanay naman ako. Lumaki naman ako sa panahon ni na Jumong na 100 plus yung mga episodes. So, carry na ako doon. Basta maganda, syempre. But eto na nga. Bitin nga ba ang 12 episodes for The Worst of Evil or dapat mas pinaikli pa ba? Well, pag-uusapan na natin yan, pamangkin. Now, as always, reminder ulit. Okay, kung bago-bago ka dito sa podcast, just a reminder, if hindi mo pa napapanood ang K-drama na pag-uusapan natin at ayaw mo makarinig kahit malang konting the slightest spoiler, then please skip this episode for now because it's really hard for me to talk without any spoilers. And especially with this episode because we have to talk about that ending. We have to talk about that last episode which is very important. So, ayun, balikan mo na lang ito kapag ready ka na, pag napanood mo na, at yun nga, ready ka na. Okay? But if you are ready, then let's talk about The Worst of Evil. First of all, I want to point out that the story isn't unique, okay? Like I said, I easily remember the movie of Al Pacino, which is yun nga, yung Donnie Brasco, when I was watching the K-drama. And the movie was actually based on a real-life story of how a police actually infiltrated the mafia naman in New York back in the late 70s. If you haven't seen that, if you don't know about this story, definitely go check it out. It's actually a story told so many times in different series, documentaries. So it's known. So hindi siya unique, okay? So let me just point that out. The premise is, yes, interesting, but it's not unique. It's not in a way na parang kakaiba, ibang kwento po ito, ibang Ji Chang Wook po ang makikita nyo. No, hindi ganun, okay? So the story is, again, interesting, but it's not unique. But the romance included in the story is, for me, a good addition. So that makes it a little bit unique for me. So in this K-drama, Im Se-mi, whom I fondly remember as yung kapatid, yung palabang ate sa K-drama na True Beauty. I don't know if you've seen that K-drama of Cha Eun-wo, I think. Nakalimutan ko kung sinong bida doon. Basta sa True Beauty, doon ko talaga siya naaalala. So anyway, in this K-drama, she plays the role of the wife ni Ji Chang-wook. And in the K-drama, she's also a cop, okay, or a police. Now, in order to help her husband in this very dangerous mission, she pretended to be in love with the leader of the gang who happens to be her actual high school sweetheart. And this high school sweetheart never got over that love, that puppy love, and is very much in love with her still. Okay. So we have this twisted romance in the middle of this very extreme action K-drama. And yes, this K-drama is not for those with weak stomach, okay? Really brutal scenes on almost, I want to say all episodes. Hindi ko lang talaga chinek, pero parang lahat ng episode may very brutal scenes. Maybe hindi yung first episode. Actually, even the first episode, parang oo na din eh. Basta, kung hindi man lahat, most of it. Okay? Now, yun nga. So, it's really brutal scenes in almost all the episodes. Parang ako yung napagod. Kasi may suntukan or laban ang nangyayari. So on a scale of 1 to 10, sabihan na kita pamangkin ha. On a scale of 1 to 10 of how violent this K-drama, I would say that this is around 9.5. I've seen worse, okay? Moving is a little bit more gruesome actually. But this is also very violent, okay? I've seen worse but definitely not for those that are new to violent series. So maybe kung hindi ka sanay manood ng mga action K-dramas or mga anything action, hindi ka sanay na makakita ng mga nagsusuntukan or madudugong eksena, then maybe pass on this, okay? Kasi hindi ito para sa iyo. Okay? Pero kung kaya naman ang sikmura mo makakita ng mga dugo at saksakan, then I would say that you should definitely check out this K-drama. This is definitely one of those really good action series or K-dramas with really good action scenes. Buhay na buhay po ang dugo ko sa mga aksyong eksena, which I definitely love and enjoyed in the K-drama. But to be completely honest, pamangkin, I wouldn't mind if they would tone it down a little bit. Like, okay, enjoy ako dun sa mga ano violent scenes na because it was justified in the series. It's a gang, okay? It's a gang, a criminal organization. So malamang may suntukan. Alam ka naman nag ano diyan, 'di ba? Alam ka naman nag high five lang sila. So it's the scenes are justified. It's needed, but I don't mind if it's toned down a little bit kasi as a viewer, okay, na super invested sa mga pinapanood, super absorbed sa mga sa K-drama, napagod po ako pamangkin. Mayat maya na lang may gang war. Mayat maya na lang na aksidente yung karakter ni Ji Chang-wook na parang, te, naka-recover na ba siya mula doon sa sinaksak siya? Eto na naman siya. Ano naman yung sasakyan niya? Gumulong-gulong? Parang, ako napagod eh. Now, because the K-drama involves a criminal gang, somehow, we also got a bromance in here, okay? And not just between the characters dito ni Ji Chang-wook and ni Wee Ha-joon, but them, all of the members of the gang. And to be honest, the gang life was romanticized in this K-drama. Wrong, obviously, because again, it promotes the wrong idea that joining gangs is actually good because you get to have brothers, you know, and feel that you belong to some kind of powerful group. So, obviously, that's wrong. Okay? Don't get the wrong idea. It's definitely wrong. Kahit anumang sabihin natin, joining a gang as such as, you know, involving criminal activities is never a good idea. But unfortunately, it was romanticized in the story. And yun nga, in terms of the story, I think it was needed. I think it was justified and it was needed. Especially because, again, we saw it was needed in the story to build us with this connection to the people that are involved in this gang. Na hindi lang sila talaga parang mga gangster. They are humans. We are building a connection. So somehow it was romanticized in the K-drama. But I want to say that it was needed and it, you know, it was justified. I feel that, you know, because we saw how they are outside of the gang wars and turf wars, we also got to see yun nga, yung sinasabi kong human side of them. Like how the people in this gang treat each other as brothers, which is why they go to such extreme and very violent lengths to revenge a brother who was hurt by another group. Or for example, yung grupo nila mismo inatake. So obviously, it's part of their parang ano, next step or their SOP na lumaban. Na gumante din, ganun. So that for me is, you know, take it with a grain of salt. So obviously, hindi ka naman siguro nag-iisip na sumali ng gang. But yun lang, mag-ingat lang sa kung sino yung isasama mong manonood itong K-drama. Kung meron kang mga impressionable teenagers, you may want to skip this K-drama with them. Because again, it gives out the wrong idea, which in the story is needed, but obviously, mga adults, we get the point. We know how crazy it is when you are joining this. Why am I saying this? Why am I explaining? Let me move on. Ay, Diyos ko, ang tita nyo kung ano-ano pinagsasabi. So, yun na nga. So, after the series ended, and with all the things that were built in the story, yun nga yung kwento nila of how they moved as a group, how they treated each other, I actually felt a little bit of separation anxiety or sepangs with the group, to be honest. Again, because siempre most of the scenes involves them being relatable to us viewers with their dreams of making it big. And also, again, that family setup, which even within a gang, it's also a family, right? So yun nga, medyo naging relatable. So kahit na hindi naman ako gangster, nagkaroon ako ng separation anxiety after the K-drama ended. Now, I just want to say that out of all the members in the gang, special shout out sa akin. Ang pinakatumatak talaga sa akin is yung si Chief So. S-E-O. So. Anyway, yung Chief. Yung ano, yung napakagaling lumaban with his knife-wielding skills and the iconic sunglasses. Oh my gosh. That is how you make an iconic character. Very different from the rest of the gang with all their black and white forma. Siya naman very colorful and very patterned. Pattern on pattern, si kuya mo. Pero yun nga, so it made him so iconic and also because yung napakagaling din niya na makipaglaban. So, shout out sa kanya. Pinakatumatak siya sa akin. Now, too bad talaga na he is a villain all throughout the series. Like, I was low-key wishing for a plot twist on his character. Like, super tahimik kasi siya sa mga, kumpara sa lahat ng mga kasama niya, diba? Super tahimik siya, low-key, may pagka-mysterious. So, I was sort of wishing na, or thinking, na paano kaya kung taga-NIS siya? And also, deep undercover. Like, posible, diba? Diba? Kasi posibleng super top secret ang mission. So, even the local police are not aware that the NIS, which is a separate department altogether in Korea, ay maganong-ganap pala that they're actually trying to reel in every gang association, not just the ones in related to drugs. So, diba? So, iniisip ko talaga yun eh, na parang ala Narco Saints siya. I don't know if you've seen that K-drama, diba? Anyway, sa Narco Saints, meron doon ng isa na deep undercover, turns out to be NIS as well. So, somehow, I was kind of wishing that he was like that. Pero wale! Hanggang sa dulo, best friend ni Satanas ang peg ni kuya. And I honestly feel bad as well for him nung finally na-realize niya na trinaydor din siya nung character ni Ji Chang-wook dito. Kasi diba, isa din siya sa mga naging ka-close ni Song-ho, yung character ni Ji Chang-wook. So, I felt bad as well nung na-realize niya finally. And yun nga, galit na galit siya pero at nararamdaman ko yung pain na naramdaman niya sa betrayal na nangyari. Pero, walang masasakit pa doon sa betrayal na nangyari nung nasa last episode na, nung nalaman na din ni Gichul, yung character naman dito ni Wee Ha-jun. Na yun nga, niloko siya not just once, but twice. Not just by Song-ho, but also by Wee Jong, yung character naman dito ni Im Se-mi. Diyos ko pamangkin, yung puso ko nawasak sa moment na nakita niya yung picture ng mag-asawa. Hindi ko alam kung bakit ang bigat-bigat ng scene na yun para sa akin. Napaisip nga ako kung action nga ba tong K-drama na pinapanood ko o drama-rama sa hapon na to.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sa bigat na mga emotions, parang drama-rama sa hapon, ha? Pero, I think lahat naman tayo na nakapanood ng K-drama na ito, nawasak yung puso. I mean, bato ka na lang kung hindi masasaktan yung puso mo sa nangyaring betrayal. We all felt the betrayal that Gichul felt after finding out that he was lied and played all throughout those moments. And even though episode 1 pa lang, we all know that's what's going to happen at the end of the series, diba? We all know what's about to happen. Yet no amount of preparation can really spare your heart from aching from that very heartbreaking confrontation between the three of them. Ay, Diyos ko. Yun nga. So, napaisip na lang talaga ako kung action ba to o drama-rama sa hapon. Ay, nako. Pero for me, mas heartbreaking pa din yung very, very last scene. Yung parang last 10 episodes ng episode 12. Or last 10 minutes ng episode 12. Yung dinalaw ng character ni Ji Chang-wook. Yung puntod naman ng character ni Wi Ha-jun. Yung si Gi-chul. So, not only as viewers did we eventually find out that he did not make it kahit sa shoulder lang naman yung tama. Kasi coming from moving, di ba, na parang, di ba, in-explain doon ang character ni Jo In-sung na tinitira niya or binabaril niya sa may shoulder kasi it immobilizes the person immediately but at the same time, it's far from being a serious injury na makaka-recover ulit. So, hindi ko gets. Parang napatay. Anyway, so yun na nga. So, not only did we find out that he did not make it kahit sa may shoulder lang yung tama niya, but we also found out in that moment that the marriage between Ji Chang-wook's and Im Se-mi's character did not make it. I honestly had to replay that, Pamangkin. That scene where we saw that wedding ring, it got me thinking if I interpreted the situation correctly. I even had to check on Twitter kung tama ba yung interpretation ko. Did the two really gave up their marriage after everything? But I think that's really it. Yun talaga yun. Somehow, I wasn't surprised. I kind of expected it. I knew that after everything Sung-woo and or Jun-mo got through or everything that happened to him, he will never be the same. I don't think anyone will be the same after everything that he went through. And I kind of knew that this will somehow affect their marriage. Like the real Don Ebrasco also had the same outcome. Search niyo yung documentaries niya would have that information anyway. So that also happened to the real Don Ebrasco. So after being in the mafia, you really don't come out as the same person when you went in. So yun. But somehow, I was still hopeful that they will eventually patch up things. Like maybe a scene. I was kind of hoping na meron pang very, very end na scene showing them after a couple of years and finally reuniting yung mag-asawa. But I think the ending makes more sense and it's just a painfully more realistic approach to the whole story. Which for me, tama. Okay ako dun sa ending. I wish more. I mean, you know, ideally, I would have, of course, wanted a happy ending. But given everything that happened to them, that was more realistic, actually. So, okay na ako dun. Okay na ako dun sa ending na yun. Kahit mabigat at kahit malungkot. Now, as for the romance. So, like I said, this is a K-drama filled by violence. Violence? Violence, okay? Filled with violence, but in the middle of it is a romance. Now, let me just say as well that not once have I ever thought that this was a love triangle. I don't know about you, but I never considered that there was a love triangle between Gi-chul, Wi-jung, and Jun-mo. I somehow have always seen it as a woman that is very much in love with her husband, that she is willing enough to do anything to help and save him. And also, I see a husband that's very much in love and very loyal, that even though he can say that he was just doing it all for the sake of the mission, he never got swayed by this beautiful and young woman who's basically throwing herself to him. So it was extra painful to find out that their love is not enough to forget all the traumatic events that they went through. Pero iniisip ko na lang pamangkin na nagkabalikan ulit sila. Yun, ano ko na lang, ginagaslight ko yung sarili ko. Para lang maging masaya, tas makatulog ako. Now, slight note on the character dito ni Im Se-mi na si Wi-jung. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right again, but obviously, you know who I mean. Now, in the K-drama, she is this amazing high-ranking police that came from a family of police at a very young age, very high-ranking na din siya. Pero aside from that scene on, I don't know, episode 9 or 10 ata, yun na binaril niya yung kalaban during the turf war, I, for some reason, felt that her character is so weak and helpless during the whole series. Tumatapang lang siya, actually hindi siya tumatapang, tumataray lang siya during the moments na nagagalit siya dun sa police captain and chief prosecutor, di ba? Nung parang gusto niyang apalisin na, iligtas na, or alisin na yung, i-cancel na yung mission. But after that, she suddenly becomes this damsel in distress. Like, it's not, ano yi, what's your term on this, mga pamangkin? The math is not mathing. Kasi for me, you built this character to be some great police that made it to one of the top police departments of the country, okay? But easily get rattled during emergencies. Like, muntik na maging pabigat si ate mo during the undercover mission. And it doesn't make sense to me. Like, what I just really wanted to see is a proof that she's really a police as well. Na hindi lang siya asawa ng police, na hindi lang siya anak or kapatid ng isang police, na police din talaga si ate mo, girl. Kumbaga, I want to see the credentials. Ipakita man lang sana niya na she really made it on her own. She went through training, she knows how to handle emergencies, she knows how to fight. Diba? Na parang nakakaloka si ate mo, girl. Ipakita man lang sana niya, di ba, na police nga siya. Nagka-inferiority complex pa yung asawa niya dahil high-ranking police siya. Pero yung parang ang dating sa akin, naging police lang talaga siya kasi magaling siya sa exams, na may connection na siya. So parang, ay nako. Anyway, that's just my sentiment about her character. I just felt that it wasn't really built correctly. Well, yung backstory niya, doesn't match with the performance or kumbaga yung kanyang reaction sa buong kwento. Anyway, that's again just my sentiment about her character. Now, that's about their romance. That's the main romance. As for the romance naman dito ni Song Ho and ng character ni Bibi in this K-drama na si Lee Harion. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right again. I think it was also heartbreaking to watch because even if she found out the truth, she's stuck by her man. And somehow, she also sees that her man did the best to protect her by giving her hints to get out of Korea but don't go back to China so she can also avoid being arrested. So, by episode 11 and 12 talaga pamangkin, biglang naging drama-rama sa hapon ang pinapanood ko. Nakakaiyak yung mga eksena. Pero, masabi ko lang ah, perfect si Bibi for her role. Like, I don't know about you, but I think she was really good in her role here. I think she was really able to pull off the role with her expressions. And even yung kanyang resting B face, medyo, alam mo talagang ano siya, iba, may attitude si ate girl. And yun naman talaga yung needed ng character niya. So, yun nga, very good siya dito sa performance niya in this K-drama. Medyo, may drama rin between her pala. Yung, hindi lang siya taray na mataray dito. May drama din sa very, very last scene niya before she left for Korea, or left Korea. There was this scene, diba, na parang may, she's letting go of the guy na parang naging, nag-alaga sa kanya. She was very young, nag-alaga at nag-protecta sa kanya. So, may konting drama din. And she was actually, I think she was able to pull it off. Not really amazing, of course, but it's expected. She's not really an actress. I think this is just a couple of roles that she just took, aside from a movie, which I think, I don't recall the movie, but meron siyang movie. And I think this is somehow her first K-drama? I don't remember. But anyway, I would let it pass. I mean, it wasn't really that good, but it wasn't bad. Okay? As for the love story naman dito ni Gi-chul, tsaka ng character nga ni Im Semi. So, obviously, masakit. It was very, very painful. Oh my gosh. Ay, Diyos ko. So, wala akong ibang masabi kung hindi napakasakit. So, eto na nga yung sinasabi ko sa inyong, hindi ka lang nanonood ng action series, may drama-rama sa hapon ka pa. So, anyway, hindi lang talaga siya suntukan, may drama-rama. I-rank to natin, mga pamangkin, pagod na ako. So, sa bigat ng mga emotions, naalala ko na naman yung drama. So, i-rank na natin. So, in a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 again being the highest, I will give The Worst of Evil a solid 9. Definitely a K-drama you want to watch, but again, it may not be for everyone, again. So, take it with a grain of salt again. So, with the level of violence in the series, I don't know if that is something that you are interested to watch, but yun nga, sinabihan na kita, okay? Pinalahanan na kita na medyo madudugo ang mga eksena. But this K-drama for me is safe. Safe mga pamangkin, safe from the K-drama curse of 2023. I got to finish it, and most importantly, I really wanted to finish this K-drama. Hindi ako dahil kailangan ko lang ng K-drama review for this episode, kundi talagang ginusto kong panoorin siya. And let me tell you, pamangkin, that's already very rare sa panahon ngayon. Achievement na para sa akin yan. Kasi ang daming K-drama this year na binitawan ko. Diyos ko. And I think some of you also had the same scenario. Some people have been sending me messages and they would agree to that post of mine on TikTok na talagang ang papangit ng K-drama this year. Well, ang karamihan pangit, I wanna say. May mga magaganda, Moving, and again, The Worst of Evil, and a few other, like The Glory, we had that as well this year. So, this one, however, this made it. Hindi siya naapektuhan ng sumpa ng 2023. Natapos ko siya, at talagang ginusto ko siyang matapos. Kasi nga sabi ko sa iyo, may mga K-drama ako na as early as episode 2, dinadrop ko na. May mga K-dramas ako na 2 episodes down na lang. 2 episodes na lang natitira, or even 1 episode na lang ang natitira. Binitawan ko pa rin, hindi ko na binalikan. Kasi talagang hindi nakuha yung interest ko. So parang wala akong drive to even watch it. I don't know. Again, I see some of you agreeing with me on TikTok and even messaging me on Instagram. So maybe it is really something for this year. Now, to be honest, after all the disappointments nga, I thought that this, The Worst of Evil, will be like that. So, nung pinanood ko siya, parelax-relax lang ako. Hindi ako masyado invested habang nanonood. Pero nung nagsimula na yung kwento, and at around siguro mga episode 2, ay te, mga pamangkin, nakaupo na po ako at hindi na po ako kumukurap. Kasi super na-hook na ako sa kwento niya. Some scenes are dragging, okay, could have been better, which is why, again, I did not give it a 10. Some scenes are dragging, but some are really fast-paced anyway. And yun nga, exciting to watch. Yun naman talaga yung importante, interesting and exciting to watch. So like in 3 days, tapos. Tapos ko ang K-drama na ito. So, thank God talaga. At hindi na tayo limited to just, you know, one streaming platform or like Viu or Netflix. And thank God for healthy competition. This is the importance of competitions. Because we are not just limited to whatever one or two streaming apps can offer. Because honestly, Viu and Netflix, medyo sumasablay po tayo nitong mga nakaraan. And yun nga, surprisingly, this K-drama that I again like is from Disney Plus, where we also got the K-drama, which I also love and think that this is the best K-drama of this year, which is Moving. So this is again another from Disney Plus. So humahato po ngayon si Disney. Mabuhay ang Disney Plus. And I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. I'm really thankful that we have Disney Plus, and Disney Plus is also giving us K-dramas that are worthy of watching, really good K-dramas. And I am saying this from the bottom of my heart. This is not a sponsored episode. So, just again, another K-drama tita na very thankful na thank God hindi matatapos ang taon at makukumpleto ko din ang top 10. Kasi problema ko na po talaga siya. Kasi sabi ko, paano ko magta-top 10 K-dramas of 2023 kung hindi nga nag-10 yung mga magagandang K-dramas of this year? So mukhang may pag-asa tayo. And I think there's a few more that are upcoming. Susunod nating pag-uusapan, etong K-drama ng mga bagets, yung Twinkling Watermelon something something. So yun naman ang aking isusunod na K-drama. So let's see if that was also safe, that's also safe from the 2023 K-drama curse, or isa din sa mga naapektuhan. Now, again, hindi ito sponsored. Ito ay honest opinions ko lamang. But of course, you are free to disagree. At kung gusto mo pang ichika yung why you disagree, definitely reach out to me on any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter or X. It's all at Anyong Tita. And with that, until the next Tuesday, good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars.
Kamsahamnida! Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Annyeong, tita!